From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. There are reports of at least 31 deaths in Ukraine's southern port city of Odessa today. The original police department issued a statement saying the deaths are the result of a fire that broke out at a trade union building in the center of the city. Some of the deaths were due to smoke, but others apparently died when they jumped from the burning building. The building fire apparently broke out as a result of a clash between pro-Russia demonstrators and supporters of the Ukraine central government. Police earlier today announced the deaths of three people in a clash between the two sides. Meanwhile, President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel are warning Russia could face further economic sanctions if the situation in Ukraine does not improve. NPR Scott Horsley reports the leaders are focusing their attention on a planned Ukrainian election later this month.
Governments in the U.S. and especially Europe have been wary about sanctioning whole sectors of the Russian economy for fear that could rebound and hit their own citizens in the pocketbook. But after a White House meeting with Merkel, Obama said they may have no choice.
The Russian leadership must know that if it continues to destabilize eastern Ukraine and disrupt this month's presidential election, we will move quickly on additional steps, including further sanctions that will impose greater costs.
While largely united on Ukraine, Merkel says she and Obama still have differences to work out over U.S. surveillance tactics. U.S.-German ties were frayed by reports that American spies had listened in on Merkel's own telephone. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
President Obama says this week's botched execution of an inmate in Oklahoma is deeply troubling. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports he'll ask the Justice Department to study problems with capital punishment.
The president says the death penalty is appropriate for certain terrible crimes, including mass killings and the murder of children. But he says he worries about racial bias and situations where inmates on death row have later been proven innocent. He says the gruesome execution of an Oklahoma prisoner raises significant questions about how capital punishment is applied and carried out. The president has asked Attorney General Eric Holder to prepare an analysis of the death penalty and confront some difficult questions about uneven justice. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Partial victory for both parties in a legal fight between device makers Apple and Samsung. After deliberations that began this week, the four-man, four-woman jury determining Samsung infringed on Apple's smartphone patents in order to pay $120 million in damages. Still, that's well below the $2.2 billion Apple had been seeking. Perhaps even more importantly, the judge did not grant Apple the permanent injunction it had sought against the sale of Samsung phones. Jury also ruled against Apple in at least one instance, ordering that it pay the Korean smartphone maker $158,000 in damages. Down into the week on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 45 points to end the session at 16,512. The Nasdaq lost 3 points today to close at 4123. The S&P 500 dropped 2 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. An apparent ceasefire in the Syrian city of Homs, where government and rebel troops have now agreed to a 48-hour cooling-off period aimed at allowing hundreds of fighters holed up in the city's old quarters to evacuate. The move will likely mean the city, once hailed as the capital of the revolution aimed at ousting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, will fall back into government control. The ceasefire follows an intense pounding of rebel-held districts by government forces. The evacuations are expected to begin tomorrow. House Speaker John Boehner says he'll create a select committee to investigate the attack on the American diplomatic post in Benghazi, Libya. NPR's S.V. Date reports the move will keep the issue alive through the coming midterm election.
Four Americans, including the ambassador to Libya, died in the September 11, 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi. The incident has since become a major issue for conservative politicians and media who charge a cover-up by the Obama administration. In a statement, Boehner says he will bring the creation of a select committee to the floor for a vote to build on the work of other House committees over the past 2 years. In his own statement, Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says multiple investigations into the attack have not found malfeasance and that Republicans are trying to gin up a political food fight. S.V. Date, NPR News, Washington.
California congressman says the teen who stowed away in an airplane wheel well winding up in Hawaii should never have been able to access the plane. Congressman Eric Swalwell announcing today he plans to ask the Transportation Security Administration to test its perimeter alert systems at several U.S. airports on the heels of the incident. The teen from Santa Clara, California said he jumped a fence at the San Jose airport, surviving the 5.5-hour flight despite frigid temperatures. Boy, apparently embarking on a journey to see his mother, who's in a refugee camp in eastern Ethiopia. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.